I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's a great piece of audio where a broadcaster from Massachusetts was surprised by his brother while on the air. Check out this audio.
Actually, BJ, we don't have any audio right now of a broadcaster being surprised by his brother, but we do have a broadcaster about to be surprised by a brother on his birthday. That brother is the man that you once worked with back in Rochester, your radio mentor, longtime friend, to wish you a happy birthday. It's Brother Weeze.
Oh, yeah. Really, bro?
Hari, 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 Krishna, Krishna, hi, bitch.
Oh, brother, I love you so much. And he, you know, we used to be, a lot of people may not know, but my wife and I were Hare Krishnas a long time ago. And while we worked in Rochester.
That's when Weeze and you worked together.
Oh, yeah. And Weeze, of course, basically the hippie of all hippies from back in the day, loved it. He definitely loved my wife. I was tough to get used to, but he really did love me. And he still does love Kathy.
Yeah, because she's the real deal. And you're one of them guys assimilated, which I don't blame you. You know, you met a woman that could love you, and you picked up on Hari Hari, Krishna, Krishna. Beach, weren't you, back then, weren't you like, I don't know if vegan was even a thing, but weren't you a veggie?
Yeah, we were vegetarians, you're right, bro. And you're right, vegan wasn't a thing back then. It was just pain in the ass vegetarians. That's what we were.
Yeah, and I always remember Brother BJ, strict vegetarian at the time because of Kathy, or maybe he chose. But I used to remember that, you know, vegetarians, a lot of them did it for health purposes. But he would eat, you know, Twinkies and cookies.
It's so true.
You know, it wasn't meat, but it sure as hell wasn't that healthy of a thing.
Well, you remember, Weeze, I was at like 230 pounds, and luckily we had a great deal. We made a lot of money for the company because Nutrisystem signed me up at the time. But I remember Weeze going, brah, you're like, you're a fat guy and you're a vegetarian. I don't get it. And I would always, I'd say, Weeze, there's no meat in Doritos.
There you is.
It means a little.
You know, it's funny. BJ's way handsomer now than he was. By the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, man.
Are you mentioning the number? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, I mentioned, you know, it's so funny because this day, I remember when I recorded a birthday video for you when you turned 60. And it seems, I can't believe that here I am at that number now, because I was giving you such a hard time for being an old guy. And now, you know what? It's come back around, bro, because I'm getting it from everybody.
Yeah, well, you know, get ready to take this crap. But the whole thing is when ageism hits you, when young people want to motherhucker you because they, you know, you're the old guy. Bro, the thing is, if you got a half a brain, every day you're on this planet, you're learning something new. And you know more than them dudes. That's all there is.
Well, it was surely true for you, bro. I cannot tell you how blessed I am to have you in my life. I wouldn't have the career. I wouldn't be where I am if not for working with you, and you put up with an idiot, and you have the biggest heart of anybody that I know. Plus, you're probably the most talented guy that this business has ever seen. So, I know, but you know, hey, you know, when you get older, you're supposed to be magnanimous. You're supposed to be nice, even if you don't mean it. You know,
but Beach, do we have times or what? I'm trying to remember. I got a picture of Sam Kinison on the wall of the studio. You're right there, bro. You are right there.
You know what's so funny, Weez? Because if Sam Kinison, if people don't know, look him up. I mean, if
icon.
You don't know,
yeah,
icon.
Yeah.
He was the greatest comedian I think that's ever been a comedian. And you know, Weez, I tell everybody, I remember he was the nicest dude, and he taught me. He taught me how to treat fans. The guy just made time for everybody, and he spent a week on our show in Rochester, New York. He spent a week because he was loyal to you because you put him on the radio when nobody would put him on the radio because you saw how funny and how great he was. And he never forgot that when he was filling out arenas. I mean, who does that today?
Bro, you got to tell the guys the ones I'm so proud because we were in Rochester, New York. And when he did concert tours in Buffalo and Syracuse, he would spend every morning in our studio. And when he did the interviews with the radio in those cities, he did them from our studio with us in the room, which really helped our status. We became dudes. It was fabulous.
Oh, it was so great. And I made some great friendships. I mean, because of, you know, because he had his Outlaws of Comedy. So, of course, you were hanging out with Sam because you were the host and Sam was the guy. But, I mean, I made good friendship with Jimmy Shoobs because he was hanging out at the time. Yeah.
Vicky showed me the picture of you guys with Sam Kinison. It's such a time capsule. But, BJ, you're in the back and you look like you're about to, like, murder everybody.
I am.
You look like the Green River Killer.
Dude, I'm on the grassy knoll in the pictures where
you're
I am.
Like, those bastards, they're not even having me in this picture.
Oh, it was so great. Yeah, the picture he's looking at, you got the Nussbaum in there. There's you. There's Sam.
Oh, my God.
The whole crew, Weez. The whole crew.
He's rocking the awesome Pink Floyd shirt.
You know, and Weez, I'll never forget this either. And I'll tell you, again, this is over 30 years ago, at least, when this is happening. But it was such a great time to be on the radio. And we had so many great moments, Weez. And then the things that I've learned, you know, you're just watching you and remembering you and seeing how you just were with everybody and all the adversity you faced and everything you've gone through. And yet, you know what? You were always amazing. And it's taken me a while, but some of those lessons have finally set in. You know, I'm a slow learner and a late bloomer, but I finally figured it out. I'm so happy, bro, that you're in my life and that you're a great friend and a great mentor. And you calling me right now means a lot. And you know, not for nothing, Weez, how ironic is this? And maybe now, maybe I can maybe call you once in a while. You know what I mean? It's just like, you're on my show.
That would be great. Let me let you go, bro. Hottie,
Hottie.
Happy birthday, bro. Say hello to your family and all the douchebags on the radio.
A texter has a question for Weez. It says, what's the most embarrassing story that Weez has of BJ?
Oh, damn.
Oh, I got it. And I don't know if he wants me to tell it. It's embarrassing.
Oof. Well, I don't know what it is. Get ready with the button just in case.
Come on, we got a bag of Oreos for you.
Yeah. You go ahead, bro.
BJ, how can you not know what it is? It's the Eastman Theater.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. You know what? I've told that story, but you really tell it better than me. And so for the folks that don't know, because you were in the crowd watching it happen, so you go ahead and tell that story.
Well, here's the deal. I think it was, who was the dude?
Bobby Vinton.
So Bobby Vinton is going to play one of our very famous theaters, the Eastman Theater for George Eastman Kodak. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous 3,000-seat venue, and they wanted an opening act, a clean opening act, and we got BJ on the bill. So BJ gets a new suit because he was a weird dresser. He gets a new suit. Yeah. And he's all ready to do the show. And I'm in the audience with his wife. I'll never forget it. I'm in the audience with his wife, Kathy. And BJ's out on stage. And guess what? The poor son of a bitch has his fly wide open.
Oh.
His fly is wide open. And it, you know, so anyways, people are laughing at his open fly. because it's a black suit and his white undies showing, and people are laughing, and he doesn't know why they're laughing at the wrong parts of the joke. And his, Kathy says to me, go down and tell him his fly's open. And I go, I ain't going down there to tell poor B.A. bro your fly's open. I'm not telling him. So he does the whole show. Kathy and I go backstage, and that's when we go, bro, your fly's open. And he goes, I was wondering why and I'm trying to remember, there was a major female comedian.
Elaine Boozler.
You remember.
Yeah.
She was at the club.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we all went right over there. And wasn't that guy like the Polish prince?
Exactly. If for people who know Bobby Vinton, he was like a Frank Sinatra of the Polish singing community. He was very, very big. And by the way, this was the Catholics. It was like a whole Catholic nun production thing. They were like, it was a beating.
And that's why they wanted a clean comic. Yeah. And BJ fit the bill. And me and Kathy felt so bad. And, you know, it's just a story. He still killed.
Elaine Boozer was great, because when you told her that story, she's like, hey, you know, she was really very nice to me, considering, you know, it was a great moment. And the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, because we had a big concert announcement that had to be done. And so my son Joey goes up there to do it. His fly open the whole time.
No way.
Yeah. See that? You know, it's hereditary.
Holy crap.
Oh,
listen,
man.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
bro. I'm going to let you go. Love you guys. Love you, Beach. Say hello to the family.
There he goes. Boom. Well, you know what? I hope this opens the door so that if he ever wants me to give him a call, maybe I can now.
How about that?
That would be nice. That was nice of you to set that up.
Yeah. We got a hold of Weege yesterday. Myself and Danny made some calls.
Love that, dude.
Pulled some strings.
Love that, dude. You know, seriously.
Who better to have on for your 60th birthday than the man that I remember when you were giving him his 60th birthday wishes, you were making fun of him for being too old to be on the radio.
I did. I was so bad.
Yeah, you were.
I was so bad.
I wish you still had that clip.
Oh, I'm such a me. Great talent. Just such a great talent. And here's a guy that put up with me because I was miserable, young, bitter, chip on my shoulder.
And the picture looked like you want to murder him.
I did. I mean, you know, I just wanted everything handed to me on a silver platter rather than realize that, hey, man, pay your dues and appreciate the people that are, you know, really working hard. And, you know, you won't find a guy that works harder than Weeze as far as like just knowing everything. The guy is a nonstop reader and absorbs every damn thing, busts his ass to put on the kind of, and he's in his 70s and he still loves doing this business. You talk to him and he's as happy about this as he was when I worked with him years ago. I hope I could be that excited about anything when I get to be his age.
I like what you said, the whole thing about it. Just like, you know, no matter how old you are, you're still learning. You're still like, you're absorbing information. As long as you still got that urge to learn, I think that's a good thing. It keeps you young.
Yeah, dude. Not everybody, 20 years younger than him thinks that way. But it's a good way to think. Well, that was cool. Thanks, guys.
Oh yeah,
that was a nice
happy birthday.
I should have known from that tease it was me. I didn't even think
there were so many clues in the little sheet. So we had this little sheet made to look. So you look at look at like the labeling of the audio clip. Yeah. What it says on there.
Yeah, it says Brother Radio. It's and the brother's capitalized too.
And then we have like a certain cart numbers that are specified numbers. What number is that? 1959, the year you were born.
I was born 1960.
Ah, damn it.
That's why I didn't get it. Okay, so I didn't get that.
I thought I did the math right.
Yeah, no, it's...
Son of a F.
Yeah. That's 2020.
So close, man.
Okay, so at least I don't feel bad about missing that clue.
Damn it, I thought that was clever as all hell. And then the audio clip length is 60 seconds.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. You're right.
See,
Massachusetts.
Put all these little...
Brother
in capital letter.
Here's the problem.
We always F up other things, so you didn't notice.
Yeah, so I was like, the brother shouldn't be. Because you know me, I stopped arguing with you guys about writing my stuff up wrong. So I was like, he capitalized brother. It shouldn't be capitalized.
Right, and this time it was intentional.
And that was really
little
awesome.
Easter eggs. I thought you'd like that.
I do like the Easter eggs.
Yeah. Although I screwed up the big one, 1959.
Duh, it's 2020.
Why would I think that it would be an odd number?
Because 2020 doesn't exist, guys.
Yeah, right.
Just
yeah,
that's what it is. You're just blocking it out of your mind.
Trying, man.
You're doing a great. Hey, listen, it was a great piece. I will not criticize you in front of you. I'll just do it just behind your back.
There you go.
Well, here's a big question for you. Why would a man screw a piece of wood to the ceiling of his car? Well, he's going to tell you why. You'll hear from him at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a great video spreading virally of a guy asking his friend why he screwed a piece of wood into the ceiling of his car.
Hey, man. What you got that damn piece of wood screwed to your ceiling for?
What, here? So whenever I say something and I don't mean it, and I don't want to jinx myself, I can just say, knock on wood.
Wow, all right. That's exactly why he did it?
I mean, that is the most simple and amazing answer ever to anything.
I thought maybe because he was bored.
Wow, there it is, there it is. Like kind of like in like the sunglass or the like holder up in the above in the ceiling. This is like the most Trailer Park Boys thing I've ever heard.
It really is.
Except like even they would probably be like, that's too ridiculous for our show.
He does have a Ricky look to him as well. He really does. Wow.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. There I go. Hey man, if it works for him, I mean, if he's able to like go through life, you know, placebo affecting his way to good luck because of that, good for him.
Couldn't you just at least like glue it to the top? I mean, like, because then you got to put a hole in the ceiling. Yeah.
Got to do what you got to do, man. Yeah.
I mean, I'd imagine he really, the car is probably not his biggest concern.
Yeah, as long as, I mean, you know, I would be, you know, as long as the water doesn't get in there if it's raining.
See, I used to be about like trying to knock on wood on everything, so I got a wooden bracelet. And at least I could take that everywhere.
Oh, so really, you're not far from this guy.
No, but I didn't.
She didn't screw a block of wood in her car.
It's the same motivation, though. Like,
but if you're out of your car, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Where are you going to find some wood?
Knock on your groinal area. That's what
I've done that.
Thank you. I was just going to say, when I was like in college, that was my go-to. Is like I would just be like, knock on wood.
Yeah.
All right.
Ladies love it.
Yeah.
Do they really?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
I was like,
no, never works.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I've done that. I'm lucky. Like, I don't have any wood. Oh, wait. Hey.
Based on our text line, there's several listeners, I'd be more than happy to supply some wood for you to knock on.
That's true. Yeah, Vicky, how do you knock on wood?
No, I knock on somebody else's.
Oh. Oh.
Do you have anything strange in your car for any reason?
I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, DJ.
Here's Vicky going to random people. Excuse me, I just need to find some wood.
I need to borrow some wood.
Yeah, I need to borrow some wood. Well, you know, I do. I knock on my head. That's what I've always done to knock on wood. That's my superstition.
Well, yeah.
And it's the joke.
Yeah.
You know, knock on wood and knock on my head. Actually, I feel like it works for me in its own strange way.
No, but I mean, that guy has like a block of wood in his car. Like, I think about like for the longest time, I had the Alice in Chains VHS tape of their live performance at the Moore Theater. For some reason, it was a good luck charm in my car.
Oh.
And I had that in there for the longest time, I used to have like a police baton like my brother gave me in case that NES goes down. He's like, here, this is for you in case you need to like, something gets weird on the road. You have something as a weapon. And I was like, okay, great, thanks. And he's like, I've used it before. It works great. I'm like,
damn.
Thanks, brother. You know, this is when I was moving to Seattle. He's like, this is my gift to you. And I kept that in my car forever until it started getting like one too many awkward conversations. Like you pick up someone on a date and they're like, why do you have a baton in the back of your car? Like, you know, if S goes down, I'm ready to go. And then they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I use it as like a thing that I use to keep one of our windows on our first floor of our home from a fully opening. Like, you know, like when you're like,
oh, very nice.
So it's a stick.
Yeah. Now it's just a stick.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh. You know, I'm trying to think if I have anything like that for luck, though, for superstition.
No, it doesn't matter if it's luck or for whatever reason. Like, I was going through my glove compartment, and I pulled out a little CM Punk mini wrestling figure, and my wife's like, why do you have that? I'm like, oh, I won it at a WrestleMania party. She's like, I didn't ask why you have it in that sense. Why do you have it in your car? I was like, I forgot I did. I just kind of kept it in there as a good luck charm. I don't know.
I've got my dad's gold watch, or I should say gold plated watch. Like, there's a lot of things
that
everybody.
In your car?
I don't have it in my car.
I was like, is this a Pulp Fiction scene?
Yeah.
Do you want me to type out this question I've asked? Like, do you have anything strange in your car?
Oh, that's right. I don't think I do. So I thought then you asked me if I just had anything in general.
No, just in your car.
Oh, yeah.
It's still in the car.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Because I thought I said no, I can't think of anything. And then I
didn't hear that part. All right, Danny, do you have anything in your car?
Yeah, I don't think I have anything in my car that's strange.
I think I had this thing in New Mexico. I have nothing in my car. No.
Okay,
I really don't keep
one texter says I have my brother's ashes hanging in my rearview mirror.
Whoa.
Keeps me safe in the Seattle traffic.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll get back to you because I have a lot of stuff.
You gotta go through your car and see. Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you exactly what I have in my car. I just realized it. And it's the weirdest thing. I have a barf bag.
You have a barf bag in your car?
I have a barf bag in my car.
Like an airplane one?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
I do have that.
Souvenir?
In case anybody needs to throw up. And for because I don't want them going out the window. That's going to get it everywhere.
If you're you in this?
Oh, then if it just be like being car
I'll
sick?
Tell you why I did this.
Okay.
Okay? This is why. I was hosting a radio show, and my relief was late, and he was very, very late. And I'm like, this frigging guy, you know, I was actually board hopping, wasn't even hosting.
I'm going to puke on him.
And then finally he came in, he had an entire black outfit puke all over it.
And they call old radio jocks when they talked in the funny voice pukers.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like they're puking on the radio.
So I'm looking at this dude, and dude, I mean, it was because he had an entire black outfit on. It was like, and he reeked, and I'm like, what the? He goes, yeah, dude, I got sick in the car. I almost didn't come in, but I knew you were here. And he just, I mean, and he was like, I'm going to wash up once we put on like one of these things we got to play.
Sheesh.
And I remember that going, whoa. And I used to eat a lot of donuts. So I thought, man, what if that's me? So I said, I'll never travel without a barf bag in my car. And then, of course, when you have kids, you realize, oh, yeah, that's handy anyway, because they're always spitting up everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, so that's the weird thing. It's not a good luck charm, but it's more of a fear-based thing. Like, I better have a barf bag.
Kind of along the same lines in my car, I always keep a bottle of Febreze in the back.
Oh, good call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just in case if I pick someone up and maybe I've been, you know, tooting in the car or...
Maybe I've been tooting in the car?
Well, okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Most of the time I spray myself in the morning.
Okay. So does that count with this topic or
absolutely.
Does that still not work? I don't know.
No, that does work.
All right, I feel good about it.
So it says Joe Montana card. I have it in my dashboard.
Joe Montana card.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Joe Montana himself.
Yeah, Joe Montana's in the dashboard.
He's been missing all this time and now we know where he's
Let
been.
Me out. Come on. I'm a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Does anyone? I don't know if it's like just like a mom thing or Italian thing or a New York thing. I have no idea where this came from. My wife always questions me. Like, I have no idea, but it's just something my mom does. Whenever we get a new car or something, like a new house, for instance, like she's like, I'm going to send you guys a roll of dimes or pennies. Like, I know it's pennies, 10 pennies. And that's like good luck.
Oh,
and,
really?
I don't know. She rolls them in tinfoil. So she stacks 10 pennies, rolls it in tinfoil, and sure as that's when I got my new car. She sent in the mail with other stuff for here. This is your good luck charm.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know why my mom does it, but she's been doing it since I can remember. For anybody in our world, like uncles, family members, friends, if they get a new car or a new home, she will send them a roll of 10 pennies.
I mean, I've had family members get a priest and bless these things, like the house or sometimes the car, you know, kind of.
Oh, they'll have the priest come over?
Yeah, like either come over if they're at church, just get some holy water, just fling it on that bitch. Like,
yeah, that's exactly how they do it.
Exactly.
Excuse me, Father, can you fling it on that bitch, please? Thank you.
That's why they don't let me into church anymore.
It's like a good luck penny, but she's figured, let me do it times 10?
My wife smudges everything. She'll get this really foul-smelling incense.
Yeah, the sage.
And get rid of all the evil spirits that were wherever they are.
Wife does that.
Yep.
One text says, I have a roll of teepee in the car. You never know.
Good idea.
Good call.
It's a barf bag, too. It's one from the hospital.
Oh, how about that?
See, I have a very mediocre bug-out bag. What? Do you know what a bug-out bag is?
I have no idea.
It's in case things go to crap, you can just escape and leave.
It's a bag you get so you can just get and go.
You mean a go bag, like in the movies?
Yeah.
Like you can leave the country bag?
Yeah, it's very mediocre because I don't have like any weapons or food rations in it because I keep eating the snacks.
What about your passport?
Well, no, like I have that at home. Like,
so what the hell is a go bag without all that stuff?
What are you planning on doing that you need to just abandon your car and leave?
Just like I said, it's a mediocre bug out bag.
So what's in there?
It's just a couple changes of clothes, a towel, you know, mini first aid kit. Because you never know. Like, and it's usually because I do something stupid.
You're
going
to go camping?
That or...
Everybody should actually have one. It's an emergency preparedness kit.
Is it really?
Yes. Well,
but in your car?
Brad's using his serious voice. We need
to. Yeah, well, yes. I guess we've really let
him down.
Using
dad voice, guys.
Well, I have a zip-up hoodie and multiple hats. Is that
but
good enough?
But she's got no food in there, Rev.
I keep eating it.
Well, that's her fault.
Yeah.
I can't help her on that.
I get hungry. It's a long commute home.
So
I respect that and I understand that.
I'm still confused. Like, so if you're driving, you see a zombie, you just have to like run?
Well, no, if it's like, you know, earthquakes or something like that, or you're like separated from your family and it's a situation, you know, we've got Mount Rainier. There's a giant volcano right there.
Yeah, but one way I'd be like, Dan, this earthquake just hit. I need underwear.
Yeah,
well,
I
just
would.
Pee yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, it's all chaos. I'll just go into Target and get a new underwear.
Like everybody else.
Yeah, yes. But what do you? So what if you don't? I mean, I think food and water is more important than having a change of underwear.
It's also more or less because I am very clumsy, and more often than not, I spill something on myself and I need a change of clothes. So it's. That's
so
like the biggest emergency that I can see happening to me. But in case, you know, the earthquake hits or the zombies come, I am mediocrely prepared.
Yeah.
Someone says back in my strip club going days, I always kept extra underwear. Waka waka. So it says I keep action figures in my car because I do figure photography. The characters change periodically. Currently, it's the Mandalorian and the child.
Oh, okay. That's
cool.
So you just find fun places to take pictures. So you have them ready at any time.
Well, I got a birthday cup, by the way, that Vicky's going to steal when she comes over to the house.
I got the child.
I got the child. Oh, yeah. It's one of those Tervis cups, those really double-barreled, so the ice stays in there, but you don't feel it. I looked at it, and I go, oh, my God. When I got it from my buddy Josh's daughter, Kylie, I was like, oh, Vicky will steal this. I cannot show her this cup because she will take it.
Fine.
Yeah, sorry.
So it says, I have a go-to bag in Colorado when the snow falls really bad. Keep a warm blanket, some food, some heating pads, and things like that.
That all makes sense. There's the food, the warm blankets, probably some water, I would imagine, in there. Or maybe you can do this, maybe you can melt the snow or whatever.
Texture says that my wife got me a huge can of bear mace to keep in my car just in case.
How many people are running into bears around here?
I don't know. You might go to, like, the woods and run out of gas. And
you might go to the woods and then run out of gas.
Yeah.
All right.
And you don't have your bug out bag, but you have your bear mace.
Yeah. I'm going to stay in the city. Thank you. I'll be fine.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, when you're on a road trip and you do stop for gas and, you know, you don't go to the woods and you need some snacks because you don't have your go bag, the random junk food you buy is called your gas station order.
Oh, nice.
And I do remember this because Kathy and I, we reminisce about the gas station order that we had whenever we would take our trips when we were in our 20s.
Okay, what's your gas station order then?
It was Coca-Cola and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups every time.
Good call.
Yeah, ooh. Every time.
Right now, my go-to water, because, you know, I'm health conscious.
Oh, nice.
Hey, you ought to put that in Vicky's go-to bag.
If Jackson's got the damn caramel cookie, I'd get that, but it's been out of stock for a long time.
Because you opened your big mouth.
No, dude, it's ridiculous. But now I've been getting those. It's that wonderful brand of pistachio nuts. It's they're already out of the shell.
Good call.
And it's honey roasted flavor.
Whoa, really?
Honey roasted pistachio nuts.
They are so good.
You should bring some in for your friends and me.
I would, but I always eat them.
Yeah, see, this is why you get to buy a couple, put them in Vicky's go-to bag, and hopefully she won't eat them, and then we'll get them. All right. So, yeah, so people are sharing their gas station orders on TikTok right now. And this one person's got Sprite. All right. At least it's in the Coca-Cola family. Chester's Flamin' Hot Fries and a Crispy Crunchy Reese's bar. Don't think I've had one of those. So is that like a Nestle's Crunch Reese's style, Reese's flavored?
I guess.
All right.
Rev, what's yours?
Diet Dr. Pepper and combos.
Ooh. Combos, which flavor?
Usually I will go with just the pepperoni pizza ones that they have.
So good.
Sometimes the cheddar, and every once in a while if they have it, they had like a blue cheese and ranch type flavor one once in a while. And if I can get those are like the pinnacle, but they're few and far between on that. But it's always has to be combos.
It brings back such good memories because it was the freedom of let me get out of my job, out of my house, because we were young and dating, and we would go up to Maine together with other friends. And of course, I would wreck the whole vacation by being me. But still, you know, at least
until then, it was fun.
Right. You know, on the way, it was great. It wasn't until I got around other people and had fights with everybody. This one person revs close to you, Dr. Pepper, Lacey's salt and vinegar chip. Lacey's Lay's salt and vinegar chips.
Ooh. Who's this Lacey?
Sour Patch Kids. Actually, she's a friend of mine. Never had her chips, though. And Takis.
Oh, Takis
are good. Vicky's introduced me to those.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it Dan? One of you, it was Vicky.
Me.
Yeah.
I gave you the guacamole kind.
It's good.
Those were great.
Yeah.
What about you, Danny? What's your gas station go-to?
Mine's kind of long. It's water, Sour Patch Kids, dill pickle sunflower seeds, Tapatio Doritos, and a meat stick. Of any kind. All like right. Slim Jim, whatever one they have.
Pepperoni sticks?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go with water. Before COVID, I like the ones where you open up the bowl. Lid and then just put your hand and grab, like, or use tongs and just grab. Like, I feel like I don't know why I'm like that. Just
COVID
like,
sticks, get your COVID sticks here.
Right? These days, I don't know. I kind of just go with the package kind.
Yeah. I know, man. But this one here, this person has got my order, I think, today. At least most of it. Diet Coke, that's me. Bugles, oh yeah, because I don't ever have Bugles, so that's a great treat. But then peach rings, I'm not too sure about
that. Peach rings are so freaking good.
Those are good. I will eat a whole
peach
bag.
Peach rings or apple rings, forget about it.
Yeah,
that bag's done within
it's
minutes.
It's too healthy.
Yeah. Too healthy?
Yeah, too healthy?
Well, I mean, it's made out of something real, right?
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
Flavored sugar, basically.
Yeah.
It says gummy rings.
Yeah,
oh,
the little gummy rings.
I really thought they were dried peaches. Oh, okay.
Those are far from dried peaches.
Oh, those peach rings? Oh, I've had those before. Those aren't bad. I mean, I'm not a gummy guy, but they're not bad.
Oh, they're the best.
They're the best! The Around. Best! Yeah.
I also get this once I get the strawberry flood gum. It's just...
Gum?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I never think of getting gum for my like gas station orders.
I must get I go through so many of these because with the drive, I'm trying to eat less.
So gum
comes in handy for that kind of situation.
That's really cool.
If I'm like feeling a little sleepy, I'm like, I need to chew on something. Gum's a little bit better than like a whole bag of pretzels.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
I suppose it is when I think of it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What natural disaster occurred on the Indonesian island of Krakatoa in 1883?
Earthquake?
No.
Tsunami?
No.
What was it? Hurricane?
No!
Yeah, there's one more natural disaster you didn't get there. The volcano, my friend. Oh, well. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.